Mary. We got Layla, we got Priya. It's going down on Ism Radio.
Hey.
Yo, 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 on radio.
Yeah.
Yo, yo. Hey, let me do the intro. We should have an intro.
Kicking
oh,
it.
Hell no.
That's fire. Kicking that shit, what you desire. Kicking that shit, not making it hot. Layla Bree and Ism Bot. We got hey. Titties and ass going all around. I'm just trying to get that body count down.
Hey.
What's up, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio, family. We're here. We're live. Getting all these technical difficulties knocked out, but we are here. We're live, ready to chop up game with the family. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show, let me tell y'all who today's show is brought to you by. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Binku. Binku, that's B. I-N-C-O-U-X. It's time for you to make sure your old backpack is in good shape, or it's time to get a new one. If you're not sure where to look, go to Binku. That's B-I-N-C-O-U-X, Binku.com. Be sure to check out their new backpack made with their soft signature fabric. It allows you to add custom features such as your name and other things. And they also have fantastic wall art for your home and your bedroom or your dorm and all that. And also, today's show is brought to you by Black Sun Comics. That's a black-owned comic book business with African-centered science fiction and fantasy comics. Ladies and gentlemen, go to BlackSunComics.com today, ladies and gentlemen. BlackSunComics.com. And I am here with my lovely female co-host. I have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, dear?
What's good? What's happening?
What's on your mind, Layla?
Nothing. It's hot as hell outside. That's over mine. It's about 120 degrees.
Yes, it
is.
Yes, it is.
It's hot in here.
Yes, yes. And we have Bree over here. How are you, Bree?
Hey, everybody. I'm good. I'm hot. I'm here.
I made it.
Yes, indeed. We are here. We're chilling. And we have Mr. Ismbot in the house. How are you, Ismbot? Ismbot. Yo, Ismbot is good, folks. He's chilling.
Hello, ladies.
There you go. He's shouting
Hello,
the ladies out.
Ladies.
I'm ignoring you.
Man, so hopefully, I think we got the phone lines working right.
Yay.
I think I figured out what was going on with the phone lines. The phone line was, they were acting a little janky. But I think we got all that covered, ladies and gentlemen. And the phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's take a call and see how it works and make sure everything is good. Hello.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
What's going on? What's your name, brother?
Hey, what's going on? This is CB calling from Cincinnati, man. How you doing?
CB from Cincinnati. How you doing, CB?
I'm doing excellent. Just want to say hello to the ladies, too. What's going on?
Hey, CB.
Chris Brown?
Good, doing good.
You're not that CB, are you?
I'm actually, I wish. I might sing something for y'all.
Oh, shit. Bust something, CB.
Make my panties wet.
Oh, I know. Make Layla's panties wet.
I know.
Yeah.
He said, I know, Lord.
Nah, I'm just messing. But nah, I just wanted to shout you out, man. I'm just see you doing your thing on the Ism shows, doing your thing. I'm just wanted to give you a shout out, man. That's it, bro.
There you go, man. Thank you for the call, man.
Not a problem, man. C-B, y'all have a good one.
All right, CB from Cincinnati. There you go, man. And that's our brother. He just wanted to shout out everybody in the room, and that's cool in
nice.
The game. That was
CB
nice.
Stands for Blicker. Hurry up and get to the point.
Shut up, Ismbot.
Talking shit.
Man, so what's happening out here in these streets, Miss Bree? What's going on out here?
I thought you was about to ask Layla.
No, you first. I threw something at you.
Exactly,
there you go.
Exactly.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let me.
Oh, she acting like me now.
Hold on.
No, I have it because Miss Cherie from Real Housewives of Atlanta, y'all.
Sheree. Yes.
What's going on? Miss Who Gonna Check Me, Boo?
Yes.
Her ass done married an inmate.
What?
Sheree?
Please tell me y'all saw.
No, I thought you were going to talk about the other girl on the other show. Go ahead.
On Real Housewives?
No, it was another. I was thinking Love and Hip Hop.
Layla don't be no. Layla been having the all wrong shows. Who you talking about from Tiny Toons? Sheree from Tiny Toons?
So apparently he like scammed an entire city out of millions of dollars. Like he's in jail for fraud.
God damn.
But he also had a wife before he went to jail and a girlfriend. So
God damn.
I don't know.
Is he dating Apollo?
I don't know what type of tricks or magic shit they pulled for her to be married to him. But I really think it's just to extend her story.
Oh, you probably so.
Yeah, she needs but a storyline. She needs a storyline.
Well, she good for keeping shit up. Like she always in some drama in somebody else's business, but it's like finally she got her own business, it seemed like.
Wow.
What it looks like? Go on and see what he look like. Is no picture?
Girl, look at his. First of all, he looked creepy and crazy as hell.
Oh, they got pictures of the dude?
Yes.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Hold on. Okay.
His eyes are creepy.
That's a little desperation.
Okay, hold on. Damn.
Does he have money, though? Okay, that's. After he did all that.
Well, yeah, well, y'all can't see it over here. Okay,
they
y'all.
They scammed. He scammed the people for millions.
So damn. He should have some money then.
Well, nah. When you go to jail for fraud, all that shit is dead.
Yeah.
And then got on a wifey shirt. Did you see that, though?
Oh. Wifey, hilarious.
Sheree, I know you looking for love, baby.
Is it Slim Pickens in Atlanta like that? God damn, y'all scouring the jails to get niggas, ladies.
Is that bad?
Is it that bad?
It is.
Oh,
it,
wow.
It's pretty bad out there because it's like about, what is it, 1 to 20?
Yeah, it's a lot of women to men out there.
It's like, geez, it's so we gotta take what we can get at this point. Wow. Like,
but
what else?
Damn, like in jail? And you on damn Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Well, oh, she probably figured she can get him a check, though, and then he'll have some money. That's what's happening right now. These women are getting men's checks.
Well,
man.
Is her house done? Shit.
Yeah, I know. It's Saray Chateau. Chateau by Saray. What the fuck that is?
She still needs her
she's
shit.
She's trying
her
to get
check.
It done. And that's why she's got him on the show. So he can get paid and get her house done.
Man. What's up? Who's on the phone? Yo. All right. Let's go and try somebody else. 818-850-5404. Shout out to everybody in the chat room on YouTube. Putting some money on the Melanoid Ministries. I see you. Shout out to the people in the chat room. Let's try this number again. Somebody from Atlanta, as a matter of fact. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Flex? This is Eddie out of Atlanta.
Eddie, how you doing, family?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. I'm glad that I got in. Can I get some ism today?
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind?
All right. I wondered if the ladies can answer this question first, and then you can go ahead and wrap it up, if you would. But my question is, if you're dealing with a person and they live an hour away from you, and you both work and everything, for the lady to be happy, sexually, mentally, emotionally, everything, how often do you think she needs to see me, basically?
And an hour ain't that bad, because out here in L.A., I mean, everybody's an hour away from each other damn near. So, we do that all the time out here.
20 minutes, you're still
and I get what you're in Atlanta, and, like, if you're in Decatur, an hour is like what? Where is that?
Southside.
Like Southside, yeah. Yeah, so y'all could still see each other. You dig?
He's saying how often.
How often? I would say at least a few times a week, if
three.
It's serious.
I would say three.
I need to see you every day. I'm sorry.
Damn.
No.
Everybody got time.
Oh, wow.
No. That's three. Wow. Three's enough. I mean, one, two, three's enough.
Now, how long y'all been dating each other, by the way?
We're going on 6 months.
Okay.
6 months, but the average time is basically once a week.
That is not enough at
damn.
All.
No.
She's not going to be happy.
But we're busy, though. You know, we're busy. And what it does, though, an hour's not long, but it's long enough to take away any kind of spontaneity.
And y'all been dating for 6 months?
It's still too new for you to be saying one day a week.
One day a week, I know. I mean,
you just that makes you unforgettable.
And I mean, what's stopping y'all from seeing each other? I mean, it's just an hour.
This nigga is dating a female inmate.
All right, well, that's what I'm asking.
Isn't somebody said you're dating that's a female inmate? Is she in jail, nigga?
No. But dang, I mean, the reason why I'm probably satisfied because I am, you know, dating multiple women.
There you go.
So, I can settle for one day a week. And I asked her, she said, you know, fine, that's fine. I know your schedule, whatever.
I bet you it is. Because
she got her some multiple dick up there an hour away. Exactly. All right? Yeah, understand that. That's why she ain't tripping and you ain't tripping.
Y'all, distance make you forget.
Y'all just some out-of-town hookups. Y'all hook up when y'all get in town. That's what that sounds
and
like.
And sometimes that's cool.
Then that's what it is.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. Y'all, you know, people try to have these long-distance things, and that's technically long-distance based on Atlanta terms. But it's
now, you know, and also, I'm not to cut you off, sorry, but also what it is, when we do hook up, you know, we act like we, you know, we dating more seriously than what it is. It's almost like we're playing out.
It is, because when people, when y'all don't see each other, especially when people are from out of town and they hook up with each other, you put a whole lot of extra on shit because you know you ain't going to see the person again, so you eating ass, you doing all types of shit, y'all doing everything, and y'all going to the Cheesecake Factory together, y'all holding hands, watching movies, y'all doing a whole bunch of shit in a short period of time because you're not going to see that person again for another week or so, because you know... You got a little ass on your nose.
Nah.
He like, I ain't doing all that.
Man.
In my steel-o.
There you go.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for the call, brother. My man. Have y'all had long-distance relationships before, right,
Bri? I have.
So, you were in Chicago and the guy was where?
Atlanta.
He was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, we were together for 3 years prior, and he moved to Atlanta with hopes of me moving to Atlanta, but it took me a while to move there. But in the time in between, of course, he had women, and I found me a dude. And it's just like, it is what it is. Damn.
Was it Bobby V?
First of all,
said, is it Bobby V?
I don't like dick in the booty ass. I'm sorry.
Oh, and Bobby Visa, we don't know if it's true now. Really? He has a defense.
First of all, there's video.
What's his defense, Layla? Okay. Explain, Layla. And please get it right. Layla be getting it.
I don't have no damn
this
defense.
This is from TMZ.
Now she's his defense lawyer.
I know.
Oh, no. So his reps came out, not him. That's why I wish he would personally. They basically said that this whole thing was an extortion plot.
Now, let me break it down. Now, Bobby V was caught allegedly leaving the home or hotel of a transsexual in Atlanta.
With videos.
A video of him running. They say it's him. It looked like him. But I'm just going to say allegedly for legal purposes. But go ahead. And the rep said what, Layla?
No, the rep was basically saying that they were trying to extort him for money. He walked in the room. This is the story that they didn't, you know, said. He walked in the room. He didn't know it was him. He had no idea. He thought it was a woman. And the woman, like, whipped out her thing and basically was like, if you don't give me this amount of money, I'm going to tell everybody you were sleeping with a man. He ran out. That's why he was running. That is the real supposedly story.
That's a good spin.
Yeah,
because
he could have went.
That's a good spin.
Okay, but 2 days before that, did you see him on the pictures and videos with another?
Yeah, with another motherfucker who has some hard ass hands. She has some damn Shaquille O'Neal hands.
Was that a dude? I was trying to figure out because that a blonde wig.
She looked like a damn dude.
And also,
or used to be.
And also, the motherfucker's voice sounded like a dude.
Yes, transsexual.
So that's the thing. You go in there, why your pants off? The minute you hear a motherfucker's voice like that, you know, hey, Bobby V, you know that's a damn dude. Why your pants off?
That's exactly true.
You did?
See, Tariq messed up his bold defense.
No. Let me not mess up your defense, Bobby. I'm not trying to mess up your defense, but nigga, when you heard that voice, you knew that was a damn dude. Yeah. But okay, nigga. Okay.
You tried it. All right, you got your ass caught. Spin it.
I'm not mad.
It was a good, they thought about that one. That was really good. Because you could go, you know, have a hoe, and you meet her at the hotel, and then whip out the dick, and then you're like,
I didn't know this was a man.
Yeah, that's a good defense.
Give me my lubrication back. You know,
this shit's expensive.
Man.
Olivia Pope.
I know. Man, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
We're going to talk about, let's see. Let's talk about R. Kelly. Since everybody's having a weird week,
yes,
or 2 weeks, basically he's.
Oh damn!
Basically, according to TMZ, 4 out of 10 tour dates were canceled on Monday due to poor ticket sales. I don't know if you guys seen the video of R. Kelly when he was performing a couple of days ago, and the venue they said, "Look, dude, you need to tone it on down."
Oh, damn.
And he said, okay. But then when he went on stage, he did not tone it down. He had women grabbing his crotch. He's like, come on. Girls was grabbing his crotch. They were shaking it. It was like, he said he didn't care.
Right.
So,
he don't care.
Where'd I go? Sorry. And it said 2 shows, Louisiana, were cut from the tour, as well as the show in Dallas and another one in Los Angeles. R. Kelly recently had a show in Virginia, reportedly half full, and word is that fans are upset. And he only played on for 45 minutes. So it looks like he's about to cancel his tour now.
Yeah.
He needs to.
Yeah.
You think so? You think he needs?
He needs to take a break. He needs to sit down somewhere.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And I'm glad that people are not buying into his shit. But this is what pisses me off about black people. Because when we tell y'all to less let's not buy the white people shit, they yeah. still go do it.
Right.
Like, there's no protest against buying from the white man, but then soon as a black person have an issue or a problem, oh, they done supporting them.
Exactly.
Quick.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, exactly. So it should be all across the board.
Yeah, that shit is annoying.
I feel bad. I'll still go to R. Kelly concert.
Man.
Hey, what was that, Tariq?
Yeah, kidnap your little ass, too. Layla be kidnapping her fuse.
I'm not
against my will. The pee don't taste that bad. I mean, it's just a little pee.
I'm too old.
I know, Layla.
Oh, my ass. I ain't
But Layla look hella young,
I'm
though.
I'm too old.
What's up? Who's on the phone? Who is this?
Kylie. You remember me?
I mean, who the fuck is this? I mean, is this a kid? I'm Carson.
Oh, my God.
Is this a kid?
Yes.
Didn't you call, you and your dad called the other day?
Yep.
Okay, I remember you. How are you, dear? I'm like, you remember me? I'm like, hold on. This ain't R. Kelly. I'm like, that sounds weird. How are you, dear?
Good.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Huh?
What's on your mind, beloved?
Well, I just want to ask you, could you follow me on Instagram by Kylie_cat6?
You ever trying to give your little Instagram out?
Let her get her Instagram shine on.
I don't want no perverts hitting you up. You're still a baby. How old are you, sweetie?
I like your husband.
I'm sure it's run by her dad.
I'm six.
You six?
Oh, wow.
Does your dad run your Instagram?
No, my mom did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't want you to, you know, I don't want no perverts trying to hit you up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You dig? And you shouldn't be on Instagram anyway. You're 6 years old. You got to start getting your little first grade game popping, right?
Whatever. She probably an artist or an actress.
What do you do? What you are you? Do you act? Do you sing? You're an artist. What do you do, sweetie?
Huh?
What do you do? Do you have any talent? Do you sing, act, dance? What do you do?
I sing.
Oh, okay. Cool. Are you singing on your Instagram?
Well, no, but I might.
Okay, there you go. All right. Thank you so much, dear. All right. Yeah, I don't want these pervy niggas out of here. I need her daddy to... Yeah, dad,
rein that in.
Yeah, dad.
We don't be on this show cursing.
Yeah, dad. You know how this show is. I don't want the babies calling up and we're talking all filthy.
Because he's talking about, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
as soon as the phone come on.
My goodness. Man, she should be watching Mickey Road Races right now. God damn. What's up? Who's calling?
It was good, Bree. I just want to say that girl Bree got some big ass titties, boy.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious.
I know, nigga. Like, we don't know. Like, we don't see the shit. All right. You telling us some information that we don't know.
Good rest.
All right.
I figured I'd just remind y'all, that's all.
Thank you, honey.
Man, nigga, where you from, nigga? What's your name anyway? What's your name?
I'm just being ignorant today, Reek. It's Ignorant D. Just call me Ignorant D today, man.
Who's that in the background coaching you, nigga?
I swear, that's...
We heard him.
You know what, Reek? To be honest with you, man, I don't even be on that type of shit, man. My man had me do that on a bet, man. I ain't want to even do it like that, man. Right, but a man is only as God's word, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. And since you stating the obvious, Isambot want to state the obvious, too. Hold on.
D, you got a wide booty hole.
All right.
Oh, oh my God.
You got a wide booty hole, D.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He just cracked himself right
there. I have a really bad visual thing in my hand. So,
Since we're stating the obvious, okay.
Oh, my God.
My God. Jeez. Layla, help us. What's going on out here?
Man, you know what I want to talk about? Because I know Charlamagne coming back. I don't know if you guys seen Little Duval.
Yes.
On TMZ Live yesterday.
Yes. Wow, what was he talking about?
He was on TMZ Live. He was on there with Van and Charles, and he was basically saying that this was pretty bad. And they wanted him, they gave him a chance, they hit him up on Skype because they wanted to give him a chance to apologize, you know, guess what he did? He didn't, they were like, you know, here's your platform. He was like, I'm not apologizing.
Hell no, he shouldn't apologize.
And people were also saying, but this is another thing, I don't know if he went off a little bit because they were like, you know, people are going off on Charlamagne, like Charlamagne and the Breakfast Club is getting the backlash because everybody is trying to boycott them when they were just the platform. They can't. you know, if something comes out of his mouth, they can't control that.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
But this is the thing. So they were like, do you feel bad about that? And he was like, yeah. And they were like, you know, because Charlamagne is getting like a lot of bad press for it. And he's like, yeah, you know, but me too. They were at my shows. But this at the end of the interview, he was like, I mean, anyway, I think Charlamagne gay anyway. Oh. Too. Like, why are you going to say that about the boy?
I think he's joking.
No, he was serious. Because then Van, you know, Van and Charlamagne are like best friends. Like, yeah. Best friends. So then he was like, Van, like, when it went to commercial, he didn't even come back. He was mad. He didn't even want to come back to the show. No, it was for real. Like, he was literally saying Charlamagne was gay.
Wow.
Like, straight up. It was not even a joke. He was like, straight face, everything. He was like, whatever.
I think Lil Duval got Lil Man complex.
Oh, you should tell your Lil Duval. I don't know if it- Never mind.
What? Shit, I want to know what the hell.
No,
y'all.
Never mind.
No, but no. For
he's
real.
A little Hollywood. That's what I heard.
He's extremely fucking Hollywood.
Who, Lil Duval?
Hell yeah.
We talked a lot of shit on Instagram and social media.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you see him in person and approach him, it's like, oh, wait a minute. I need my shades.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yes. Oh, okay.
The nigga think he Michael Jackson.
Hilarious.
Like, fuck.
But in his defense, a lot they always try to make black comedians bow down and apologize for their jokes. They did the same thing with Tiffany Haddish. They tried to make they actually did make her apologize for a Bill Cosby joke. She told a Bill Cosby joke, and they made her apologize for that. They made Tracy Morgan. Remember, he made some comments on stage about, you know, gay people or whatever. And they made him apologize. And I noticed with black comedians, they make black comedians bow down and apologize for their jokes. Mm. They do not make these white comedians bow down and apologize for
their
jokes.
They say way more reckless.
They say a lot of reckless shit. They don't make them apologize for nothing.
That is so true.
Lisa Lampanelli, all of these people, they don't make them bow down for nothing. The closest thing was Michael Richards. You know, Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When he got on stage and went on that nigger rant. But the thing is, he had to apologize because he stopped telling jokes. That it wasn't no joke. He was like, he just got on stage and just started yelling.
Yeah,
just started yelling, nigger.
It didn't make any sense.
And people were waiting on the punchline. They were like, nigger, this better be great. We're waiting on this punchline. He was just, nigger, nigger, nigger. And people start walking out. So that was beyond. That wasn't even no joke shit.
His career went down since then, though. I mean,
yeah, but he's still getting those Seinfeld checks.
Yeah, those residual checks.
So he's good.
Yeah,
I honestly don't think what Lil Duval was saying was a joke. I feel like that was an honest opinion of his. But you can't fault a man for having his own damn opinion.
And that's what he was saying.
Right.
When he
at
was
the
on
end
here.
Of the day, regardless but, if
but
you
again,
like it
he,
or not.
But he is a comedian. You know, so comedians are supposed to get that pass to say whatever, even though it's outrageous. They still get a pass to say certain things.
Yeah.
Because they let white comedians do it. They should do it for everybody.
That's true.
When black people say something or a black comic says something, all of a sudden they hold them to a higher standard. So it should be equal for everybody.
Yeah.
You dig?
He's a complete jackass, though.
That's the
gang of shit. I know that.
He's a jackass. I'm just like, yo, just because this is the thing. Sometimes, do you think he should have? So because if he would have apologized, basically he would have been selling out.
Yeah.
So do you feel like to save the little career he got left just to sell out?
No, this is going to pump his shit up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it'll pump it up because, nobody was really overly checking for him like that. Right. But at the same time, you know, the gay community kind of runs the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
If y'all know that.
And you shouldn't bow down because the thing is, bow down and they'll still throw you under the bus. So now you've gotten rid of your core audience.
Yeah.
You've been sold out and these people still ain't looking out for you. So you don't want to have the kind of mentality where you're going to bow down whenever they yank your chain.
True.
You don't really have any freedom.
Right.
So you don't want to have that kind of mentality. You want to have to censor yourself as a comic.
I just wish he wasn't a jackass. Then I'd be like, Team Duval. Yeah. Now I'm kind of team on the fence because his ass is fucking...
But he talks. That's kind of his shtick. Talking real greasy on social media. And, you know, that's part of what he does.
Yeah.
I know. Now, somebody... And then shout out to people in the chat room giving to the Melanoid Ministries. Somebody asked about that Real Side Chicks of what? Y'all heard of... What is the show? What is that? What is that? The Real Side Chicks show?
The Real Side Chicks of Charlotte.
Wow.
They was on. Actually, there was on. I was watching them on the Breakfast Club. They were on there.
Yeah.
Being interviewed, and it was funny because the white girl was like, he was like, "Oh, I'm sure you came from a good family." She was like, "No, men don't take me seriously because I'm a stripper." And then he was like, "Oh," she was like, "I'm from the slums." Oh, and this is the funny part because she was like, "My mother still lives in a trailer," and he was like, "Well, your pussy ain't doing what it's supposed to be if your mama's still in the trailer."
Damn.
You stripping. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Man.
But they have some side hole strippers, and I can't believe they have a show.
Where's the show going to be aired? Where's
Charlotte.
I mean, no. What network?
Ooh, that part I don't know.
That is a good question.
Chat room, let me know what network.
Whatever network is a petty ass network.
Who's a petty? It's a lot of those. A lot of petty networks.
Man.
Logo.
I know. Blogo.
Logo.
Man.
It's yo, so horrible.
I know y'all asking about the backpack giveaway. Yes, the backpack giveaway is still going to happen on August 12th in Atlanta. No. August 12th in Los Angeles and Chicago, and August 13th in Atlanta. All right? It's going to be at Shades of Africa here in Los Angeles, actually in Long Beach, Saturday noon. That's August 12th. Come on down. Get your free backpack for your kids. Don't bring a whole bunch of fucking kids down there who ain't yours.
Yeah, bring all them right? down there. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Come on down to get your free backpack for the family. Here in Los Angeles, Shades of Africa, in Chicago, Saturday, August 12th, is going to be at the Culture Connection in Chicago. And in Atlanta on August 13th, that's a Sunday, is going to be at the Nubian Bookstore. Just come on in, get your free backpack.
That's funny, I'll be in Chicago that weekend.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you should go. You should go up there.
I am going to
yes,
go up there.
Yes. Wait, what so y'all, will get to meet Bree.
Yeah.
Yes. So y'all
Bree and her, yeah, Bree, her bundle of joy.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And take them with you, goddammit. Shit.
So, yes, Bree is going to be at the one in Culture Connection in Chicago. So y'all go on up there, take some pictures with the lovely Bree and all that good stuff. Let's see who we got on this fizzle. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Brad from Charlotte. What's going on, Tyreek?
What's up, man? You out there in Charlotte where that the side chick show is, right?
Do they be running around?
Yeah, man, that ignorant ass shit, man. it's ignorant, man. It's ignorant, but that was gonna lead me to my questions. How you doing, Queen? How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, Tyreek, I've been supporting you for years, man. And I just got a quick question, man. When are we just gonna stop the bullshit as far as black people? You feel what I'm saying? Because I really feel like we just buy into a lot of bullshit, man. That's really not true. We try to compare ourselves to white people so much to the point that our divinity is totally, you know, we don't even have no divinity no more. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get your take on that, brother.
Yeah, man. We got to just stop believing everything that everybody shovels our way and just start doing things on our own and learn how to become independent of those in the dominant society. I mean, we just depend on them for everything. This is why we're getting social medias set up on our own. This is why we have films set up on our own. This is what I'm doing with the 1804 movies. This is what I'm doing with the More Russ and the new website I got launching this week. We're going to have to start doing that and circling our wagon so we can have safe places to do what we need to do without any type of sabotage or interference from those in the dominant society. We got to have black people who will support that and not be scared to get away from white mommy and white daddy. Yep. You dig?
Yep.
Because black folks got a thing where if white mommy and white daddy ain't giving it the green light, black folks, a lot of us don't want to touch it. You dig? So we need that
That's
approval.
True.
So we got to get rid of that approval-needing mentality, and then we'll be fine. My man, thank you for the call,
That's
brother.
True. Oh, man, no problem. Hey, y'all be easy now.
No Bye. Doubt. Yes, indeed. Bree, what else is happening out here? Mm-hmm.
Well, today, and white people do the darndest things.
Uh-oh.
A woman gives her intersex dog gender reassessment surgery.
Oh, I seen it.
Damn.
Why?
This is what I'm trying to figure out.
They done made a transsexual dog.
A transsexual dog. So this is why, though. The dog, they had a little female dog named Molly. And when they would take her to use the restroom, she would always lift her leg up instead of squat to pee.
Oh, God.
So they took her to the damn vet to have gender reassessment.
Damn.
That's just too much money on your
First
hands.
First of all, what in that?
People in the dominant society, they really take them pets real seriously.
They do.
I had a female friend who worked at a bank one time. She told me that people would come in and get bank accounts for their dogs.
You lying.
I'm not lying. That people would get bank accounts for their damn pets. Wow. There are cases where people die and leave money to their damn pets.
No, they don't.
People, y'all don't understand how seriously they take them pets. And on a few weeks ago, I talked about some of those bestiality websites. That's gross as shit. There's a website called Pet Lust.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
What are they doing?
You don't want to know.
Having,
you don't want to know.
What is wrong with people?
You will last 5 seconds on one of those sites. Yeah. The shit they're doing. Mm-mm. If you want to see some gross shit, go there real quick and don't say I didn't warn you. Mm. Where they banging the shit out of these damn dogs.
Yep, it's, letting them lick, letting them eat they...
It's, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, y'all. Oh, hell yeah. No. The only thing I ever seen like that was that horse a long time
ago. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It's, that horse with...
There's a bunch of that on that website.
I cannot believe... I still can't believe that shit. And I saw it 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It was a long time ago. I was like, who and what in the world? This
is crazy. Yeah. What's up? Who's calling? Uh-oh. Let's try this one. Hello, who's calling?
Tariq, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
It's Jack from Augusta.
Jack from Augusta?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Jack from Augusta, Jack? Georgia? Layla used to live out there.
I used to go to Payne College.
That's why I called. Oh. I know she went to Payne College.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You know me from back college?
You know Layla from back in the day?
No, but I used to hang around Payne a little bit.
Baby. Oh, you was up there trying to pick up hoes.
But I see why she got up and left, because Augusta ain't hitting on nothing.
It ain't hitting on nothing. All that James Brown talk, I had to get the hell out of there.
Damn.
No, it was nice that James Brown was from there. That's all they talked about.
Yeah, there's some fine fucking girls from Augusta, though. I met a lot of fine girls in Atlanta who was from Augusta.
Yeah.
You did?
There's nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
Yeah, but Tariq, we need you here in Augusta, man. We need you to come paint and speak to our community.
You know? I need to go out there. I've never been out there to do a lecture. I would love to go out there and chop it up with the family. Because usually when I go to Georgia, I go to Atlanta, and Augusta people come on through. But I got to go out there and make a...
Yeah, I came down there.
Oh yeah, you came.
Came down there. I'm the brother that you want to, you know, get on for the Yankee computer about a while back.
Oh shit, I can't remember. But when?
How often
you go to Atlanta?
Anytime you're there. How far am I from Atlanta?
Now, how often do you go to Atlanta?
Maybe a couple of times a month.
Oh, okay. Cool, but yeah, I'll keep you posted, man. I'll let you know when I'm coming back on down there, man. I definitely got to get on down there with the family, man. Thanks for the call, brother. Man, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, no, Karen King from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, since we're talking about Atlanta.
What's her name?
Karen King. You know her, look.
The one that used to always get into
Scrap,
it with,
huh? Little Scrap Mama.
Yeah. The older lady.
The older lady with the dog and all that. Well, anyway, she got arrested. So,
Lord, for what?
But I didn't know you could get arrested for not paying your car note. They
really?
Said, yeah, that's what they're saying. They said she was super behind on her car note payments, but she just got out. She said, yes, I did go to jail. She went on a rant, really. This is her little rant she went on right here. Her little, people are saying she's on drugs, and this is her rant. She wants to,
why are you in jail about car payments?
Yeah. She must have hit the car or something, because I don't know how you can, they don't have debtor's prison. Like, that's a debtor's prison if you are behind on your rent or your car note or whatever. So it must, it's something else to it.
It's
maybe
somebody
to
stole
it.
Some money. See,
her Maserati.
It's a Maserati. But how they were saying,
people in the chat room, help me out, man. All my legal folks, people who know a little bit about the law. How do you go to jail for not making payments?
Car
because
payments.
That's a civil case.
Yeah.
Right?
If that was the case, I mean,
yeah,
I would have went for that. You know?
Yeah, because I know cats go to jail for not non-payment of child support.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it depends on how far you are behind. Maybe it becomes theft after a while. Maybe if you're, because I heard she was hiding the car.
That's
See,
probably
now
what
you're
it
hiding.
Is. Now, yeah, because that's theft. Now it becomes theft if you're hiding the car.
Yeah, so maybe, but she's like pissed now. She's like, I'm out of jail. People saying I'm on drugs and I ain't and I got money. But like, I mean,
without a pound of makeup, she kind of does look like she's on drugs. But that's,
that's
kind of messed up that people jump to that conclusion.
Just I know. Got no damn makeup talk about that lady on drugs.
Man.
We all look like we on drugs without makeup. I know I do.
Man.
I don't.
Shit. So you look like you're on the narcotic without little Maybelline.
Little makeup. Woo. No, I'm hard on myself. I'm good.
Girl, I was about to say, cut it.
Man, Layla looks good without that makeup. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, this Lo from Charlotte.
Lo from Charlotte. A lot of folks from Charlotte. Charlotte is in the house today, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, not much, man. I got a question for the ladies today. I'm trying to, this is kind of a personal question, but like me and my girl been together for 5 years, you know, and so like she not that good at fellatio. So I was wondering like if any other ladies got any tips, you know, because like right now it's that time of the month and we working on this.
I will. You know what I'm saying? My mama might be watching. No, I'm joking.
Does she like to give fellatio? Because that would yeah, probably yeah. be the...
Exactly.
Does she?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes or no?
It's hard to suck a grain of rice.
Isn't said it's hard to suck a grain of rice.
No, that's Bree's that. Right.
So most of the problem.
See, that ain't the problem. See,
no, that's the problem what Bree just said. Like,
The Bree is basically saying, do you got something to suck?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, she's saying, does she like to?
Okay.
And if you're saying yes.
Yeah, yes. She like to, but I'm saying like she have a problem deep throating, and I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I can't orgasm just off her sucking off the head, you know what I'm saying?
So why does she have a problem deep throating?
Some people
gag reflex?
Yeah, I don't know. She got a bad gag reflex. So we're trying to get past that. And I was wondering if, you know what I'm saying, the ladies got any tips or any tricks they be using or what?
How are you going to ask good, clean Christian women?
I'm telling you.
These are good, clean Christian
women. I've never done that before, dude. I don't know.
Somebody said that a choker around Bree's neck is a black belt for dick sucking.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where he got the idea for the question. I'm calling up here.
Here's the thing. Practice definitely makes perfect. So she probably needs to up how many times she's doing it or how long she's doing it per day. But tell her to use her hands, too. That should help.
Uh-huh.
This nigga, uh-huh. You breathing kind of hard, my nigga. Damn.
No, but seriously, the fact that she can't deep throat, well, the hands should suffice for.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Or tell her to cut the middle of a grapefruit out.
No.
She using girl trip.
I know.
Don't tell nobody I told you that.
I'm going to have to try that out.
Yeah, tell her to use them hands and arms. You see Layla over here, buff. Them arms go to work.
You see that? Yeah, I know it.
That's not why my arms are buff, though. That's not why.
Oh, man. Thanks for the call.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Have y'all had complaints ever from dudes? I know women don't like to admit that a dude has complained about their oral skills. Layla, has any dude ever complained?
Okay, you know what I will say, though? Yes. I have heard from tons of dudes.
Okay.
This is just in general.
Okay.
Guys say every time a girl says, oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm horrible at it.
Yeah.
He's like, that'd be the best ones. Mm-hmm. And then the girls that be like, oh, I'm about to get to-. He said, don't be doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
What yeah, so that.
That's your phone, Layla?
No.
Oh, that's her, one of her niggas calling. Hold on.
Like, what you on that telling?
You're talking about dick sucking. Keep my name out your mouth. Texting your ass mad.
No, I'm just saying in general, so that's all I would have to say. And
she did not just answer that question.
I know, that was a deflection.
Okay, so basically, I've always been like, oh, I'm not that good at it. There you go. Take it out of your
mouth. Oh, okay.
any guys complain about you, Bree?
No, I have not had one complaint.
Okay. That shit, it's as simple as that.
All right. Yeah, you can always tell, you know how, because Bree says she's been in a 7-year relationship, and I was in an 8-year and 12-year relationship.
Yeah.
Well, I've known him for 12, 8. Anyway, if you could get a guy to stick around, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Absolutely.
And if you like doing it.
Yeah, you got the women have to like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a guy can tell if you don't.
Yeah, like just doing it just to be.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
I hate a man that don't like to
do it. Just don't.
So have y'all had whack cunnilingus?
Yes,
from
I
dudes?
Have.
Of course.
I have because he didn't like doing it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
No one had requested it of him before because of what he was holding.
Yeah.
But no, sir.
Damn.
No, sir. You're going to have to.
I'm well, sorry. For me.
That's a deal breaker?
Yes.
If a dude ain't really licking, you ain't sticking.
Yeah, that's definitely a deal breaker.
Yes.
I taught him.
Well, you know.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I wasn't letting that get away. Okay. You're going to learn today.
Well, at least he was willing to learn.
You made that nigga learn. You put that nigga in summer school for 8 months. So, nigga, it's going to be hot in this class, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. I'm so embarrassed.
Let's see who else we got on the fizzle. What's up? Who's calling? Yo. Come on, family. Come on, talk to me.
I'm happy about we're getting calls.
I know. I'm glad the phone line is finally working the way it's supposed to work.
Boom,
had to do some tricks and nooks and crannies and all that old stuff.
Nooks and crannies.
Yes, indeed. man. But again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. We're going to take a couple of more calls before we get up out of here. Now, Bree, what else is happening in the streets?
Well, before I say this, I want to piggyback off of the Love and Hip Hop, but I want to talk about Hollywood.
Oh. Oh, y'all see it last night?
I did watch it. And I'm a little upset at a lot of the people. I don't really care for Brooke on the show.
Really?
Oh!
The show, all of it is kind of boring to me, to be honest.
I don't, because I was like,
she's
a new person in town. Her and Keisha, like, I was expecting them to bring something. And she on there acting just like all the other Mimi.
Oh,
and,
wow.
It's just like she ain't bringing nothing different.
Nothing new.
And Chanel West Coast, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Where are the stylists? Chanel West Coast need to sit her ass down.
Yeah.
Like, I want to jump through the TV and choke that chick. Like, she's so freaking annoying.
I know, man.
Like, she's so annoying.
Like, she needs to
annoying.
She want to be black so bad. Like, she wants to portray that so bad. She needs to hang with more black girls. Or
something. She wants to act all that hood, that fake dialect bullshit. Yeah, that's why I can't watch it.
I'm not gonna lie. I like Keisha Cole on the show.
Yeah,
I do like her on the show.
I don't know. She ain't giving me what I need Keisha.
What you need from Keisha?
Yeah, I need something.
No,
like, she on there acting
she's
all
smart,
sweet,
she's
classy
smart.
As shit.
So you
everybody.
Want some? You want like crackhead relatives?
Nah, I don't need
Keisha
that.
Cole.
But you need something.
Some Frankie and Neffy up in there.
I mean, it'll be real. Realer than them walking in a room and just arguing all them plastic.
But Brooke do got Brooke. I do like her on the show, but she has because she has the best edges.
Shout out to your edges, Brooke.
They were saying that Brooke and Keisha's edges are on fleek.
They do. They got
with
it right.
With
they
no
got
wig. With no wig.
Yeah.
They got the hair game
they
right.
But no, it is. It's a little weird. I don't like her.
Well, who we got on the phone? What's all this noise?
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
My name is JJ.
Hey, JJ, where are you calling from, dear?
New York City. Oh, my God, I actually made it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, JJ. How are you, beloved? What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you guys, what's your thoughts on, I'm 17, by the way. I love your show. I've been binge watching your videos and everything are great. And I would like to ask you guys, what's your thoughts on this new woke movement with the new generation? I think it's kind of counterproductive.
You think it's counterproductive?
Yeah, like I just don't agree with like just what they believe in. It's the movement's more focused on genders and pronouns and race.
You think the new movement is more focused on gender and pronouns than race?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, they like the media and everyone just talks about like just everything with LGBT, which is
fine. I'm part
of the LGBT, but it's just everyone's more sensitive and alerted with pronouns and she, they, but not with race and black lives.
Right. Yeah, because that ain't woke. You know, because people got to define what woke is. And if you are just focusing on, or if you're a person who's in the LGBT whatever community, and you think that's going to supersede racial domination, then you ain't really woke. Now, what are you? What's your nationality? What are you? You sound like you're Hispanic or something. What are you?
I am. I'm a Hispanic, yes. My race is black, but I'm Hispanic, yes.
Okay, yeah. What?
Colombian. Yeah.
Okay, who's black then? Yeah, your dad. Where's your dad from? Usually, it's the dad. Where's your dad from?
My dad's black. My dad's Italian, and his genes just dominated his look. So my dad looks like white. My mom is dark skin.
Oh, okay, so your dad. Hold on. So your dad is Italian.
No, he's Colombian. My dad's biracial, my mom's black, just to keep it simple.
Oh, okay. And your mom is from Colombia too.
God is black,
damn. See, this is how this confusion goes. Okay. Okay, let's start over. Where's your mom from?
She's black American.
From Brooklyn. From Brooklyn. Okay, because you ain't Colombian. There we go. Because niggas always try to mix their shit up. And they claim some distant fucking place that you ain't never been. You've never been to Colombia.
I've been there several times.
You have? To visit your dad's people?
My dad, they're from Rio Negro.
Okay, because Colombia is some racist motherfuckers in Colombia. All right? They're big time races against the black Colombians. Big time races down there.
Even though they have a big, it's just weird because they have a big population of black Hispanics, but they're racist. It's really backwards.
Exactly. They practice. I've been out there to Costa Rica, Brazil. I've been to all of those places, and I noticed the black folks are pushed over there. There's always a little section for all the damn black folks in the favelas and all that stuff. So I know how it is. So basically, your dad is a white Colombian who fucked his sister when he got over here for a green card. Sounds like some 90 Day Fiancé shit. And your ass is a grown anchor baby. That's what it sounds like. Is that what it is?
What's the last thing you just said? I didn't hear you.
It's a struggle conversation.
I know. So your dad, your mom helped your dad get his green card, right?
My mom helped my dad get his what?
Green card.
His green? No. No.
You sure?
No. My dad was here. My grandfather, he was from Colombia. He doesn't even speak English. I can't have a full conversation. He speaks straight Spanish.
But your dad
is
your
dad was from.
Your dad is from where, sweetie?
My dad was raised in Harlem.
Okay, but was he born in Colombia? He was just raised in Harlem. God damn, this girl.
So he was born in Colombia.
He was born in Colombia. Okay, but raised in Harlem. God, this girl. Right
I'm
here.
Lost.
Your Lord. What's your Instagram? I'll tell you exactly. Yeah, because watching her ass look like Lupita. Oh, yeah. She's black as fucking hell. Come on, she's Colombian. What's your Instagram?
Seeing World of Art. I'll hold put on, it hold in on. The chat room. Hold I'm on. An artist.
You're an artist. Hold on 1 second.
Hey,
hold on. Let me. Artist. I'm about to look up your Instagram right now.
Yeah.
Spell it out again. And she's 17, guys. Don't try to spit game at her. She's not of age. All these thirsty niggas in the chat room.
Oh, wait,
what's your Instagram? It's spell it. Spell it. What's your Instagram, sweetie? Say habla español. Shit.
World of Art.
See, well,
it's my art page. See, I'm a freelancer. I'm just trying to get my art business.
Sweetie,
out there.
Baby, beloved. I got it, baby. Baby, what's the spell? The damn site again. C, spell it.
It's literally the way you spell it. It's literally the way you hear it. It's Teen World of Art.
Team.
That's true. Each word.
Team World. Of art?
Yes. Do you see the chat room? I typed it in there.
Hold on, let me look in here because goddamn. Like pulling teeth from yo ass. I'm looking in the chat room and I can't see it. I can't see it in the chat room. I cannot see it.
Hold on, I'm typing. Okay, I put it in right now.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking at it now. I'm trying to see. Yes, somebody said I'm patient with the ladies. Yes, I am patient with the ladies.
I know this is a dude. He'd be like,
because you know the dudes be like, what's the dude? Damn, Bree got some big ass titties. Shout out to the ladies. I love y'all.
You'd have been hung up on him.
Man, I'm rolling with him. I'm trying to work with her. Okay, I got shout out to James Earl Moans in the chat room. Okay, I can't see her stuff in here.
And shout out to Jay Howard before I kill him.
Let me just spell it. It's
T-E-E-N.
Teen.
Space. Oh, okay. Teen. Okay.
Teen, like teenager.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teen.
Teen World.
Yeah. T-E-E-N space.
Oh, space.
W-O-R-L-T space of space and an art. A-R-T.
Oh, damn, all these damn spaces.
Of art.
Of space.
Okay,
there you go. Shit, man. Okay, there you go. Okay. And New York Child of God. Okay, I see you. Okay.
One picture away. You got
okay. Do you draw all these things?
What did you say?
Did you draw all this stuff?
Yes. It's my art page.
That's good.
I do digital. I do all that stuff. I do a free commission, so I'm majoring in animation.
Okay, you do good work, man. This is real good work. And I think who's this black dude on your page? Oh, old fella. Okay, now y'all go check out her page. She's a young gal.
You're cute. Is this your picture on the profile pic? Is that you?
Yes,
Was it some of your artwork? Oh, okay.
Okay, so yeah, she looked
pretty.
Colombian, I think. I mean, it's
y'all
a, it's
always
an art
trying
picture.
To see if somebody pretty or not.
Man, but anyway, y'all go check out our sister's page. Right. She does a lot of good artwork. So thank you for the call, beloved. Thank you so much.
You didn't
ask
none of her questions.
Man, I was trying to get to the
let me see your Instagram, yeah, see if you look like Precious or not.
Oh yeah, there was some other, yeah, I should have asked
about being woke.
Yeah, and she's in the gay community, so I think she's a stud. She's a little stud, and I should have asked some more about that.
What was the question again?
The question's about people being woke and...
The woke movement.
The woke movement, but people are really talking about the gay, lesbian... They use the woke stuff to talk about gay issues and not racial issues.
Okay.
And which is, you know, that's why she's probably so confused. She's all over the place with the racial thing.
Yeah.
She's literally all over the place, so I feel her on that. That's why I was trying to get to the crux of what was really going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Man, but that's our sister. That's, and she does real good work, man.
Man,
so
she's
dope
for the teenagers.
Yes, she
she's
is.
Doing it.
She has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And she's looking for answers, so I'm not mad. That's why I take my time with her, you know.
Yeah. Aww. I'll have to call back next week.
So. Yeah. It ain't just about, whoa, look at them titties and that ass.
Yeah.
What that mouth do, lesbian?
Oh, my.
Oh, it ain't all that.
Guys are terrible.
Man.
Guys are terrible.
Anyway, it's time to get up out of here, man. I got a lot of work to do with 1804. Yeah. We've been
Did y'all hear about the...
what?
The child support credit card now?
Oh, what the hell is that?
That's supposedly. I don't know if it's true or not.
Dope. I need one. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, but look. So they have it. They put... The plan is to put the child support on her card and they can
monitor.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that.
Yeah.
So 50 Cent asked to sign up, like Ludacris, all type of people. Like, sign me the hell up. Like,
man.
So Dwayne, you have the option,
Dwayne
though,
Wade,
to sign up to
no,
see.
No, I don't even know if it's real or not, but that would be a very smart idea.
Yeah.
Because no more bundles and fucking
nails.
Exactly.
All that Sally's Beauty Supply money.
It might not even work for that. It probably only work for Target, Walmart.
Right, that's
they
what they
definitely
saying.
Need that.
That
they
would be the smartest
move. Definitely
move.
Need that. So people ain't pissing off all this damn money that's supposed to be for kids.
Nails and shit.
Yes, indeed. They definitely need that.
I'm talking about so many celebrities like, sign me up.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Man,
yes.
We're having all
crazy.
These illegitimate ass babies. That's what y'all need to do.
Exactly.
The one that Ludacris' girl backfired.
Oh yeah, she he got full custody.
He got full custody, so she don't get none.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, I got you, dog.
Yeah.
Give me that baby.
Yeah.
Well,
so the side baby is living in the main house. <You know? laughs> Shit.
Man, what y'all doing Labor Day? I want y'all to go with me somewhere.
What day is Labor Day?
I think it falls on the 2nd, actually.
September?
September 2nd. Because it's a really cool party that's going down. It's called 90s versus 2000s.
Oh, damn. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at this club called Union Nightclub. It's on Pico.
Oh,
Union
damn,
Nightclub.
Man.
It's going down, though. Everybody going. 90s versus 2000. Come
if
on.
I'm in town, I'm
going
to try
Let's
to go.
Let's do it.
We got to see
what's
popping.
So we ain't going nowhere.
No, busy ass.
We should all, like, go somewhere together.
I know we should.
You know,
girl, you say that all the time.
I know.
No.
MIA. I know. Lately, someone up under some nigga watching Netflix.
How did you know?
Doing sit-ups and shit.
No, I'm serious. We should all go somewhere. For real this time.
We should.
I know
we should.
Used to lie and say it. But now we can be for real now well, that Bree's here.
Yes.
Y'all so rude.
Tariq be like, yeah, we gonna go somewhere.
Call your ass by yourself afterwards.
we're going to do some stuff. We're definitely going to roll with each other and hit up some spots and all that good stuff, ladies. Layla, what is your Instagram?
It's Miss Layla Lopez. That's MSLAILALOP.
You gonna misspell your own damn shit.
I'm so hungry and tired, y'all.
Layla be blaming shit
That's
on food. She always blaming the shit.
Protein bar.
I can't read this story. I'm thirsty. I haven't had nothing to drink since 8 o'clock this morning.
Y'all don't understand. I don't be getting no sleep. I be like sleep deprived. Just lately, for real, lately, like I've been like on some shit, but okay.
Man, this nigga, Tony, I want to smell Bree's tits. Why you want to smell titties, nigga? What kind of shit is that? Shut up, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Man, Bree, what is your Instagram?
Like cheese and cream, if you want.
It smell like cheese and cream.
Peaches.
Peaches and cream.
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese and cream.
Cheese.
I'm like, what?
Are you hungry? Now?
Cheese and cream. What the hell is that? Smell like a cheesecake?
No one's going to smell these. Jesus.
Man.
I'm at Chloe B. Her. C-H-L-O-E-B-H-E-R. Check me out.
Yes, indeed. And I'm at Tariq Elite on Instagram. And y'all follow me. I got the new website that's going to launch this week, Tariq Spot, where I'm going to be streaming live videos directly on the site. And it's going to be uncensored. We're still going to do stuff here on YouTube. I think we'll continue to do ism on YouTube, but all the more controversial stuff will be streamed directly on that site. And the site is going to be more of a safe place so that the racists won't be able to try to flag it and all that old stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody says it's time for snacks. I'm going to have to bring some snacks in the room.
I told you.
Yeah, you should have been having snacks.
I got to go to Costco for y'all asses.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
My
snacks,
God.
Snacks, you know.
Yes, indeed. All right, y'all. But anyway, man, don't forget the backpack giveaway. Saturday, August 12th, out here in Long Beach at Shades of Africa in Long Beach in Chicago at Culture Connection. Miss Bree is going to be out there. So y'all get to see Miss Bree.
Bree and friends.
Come yes. meet and greet.
Yes, indeed. And in Atlanta, it's going to be on August 13th at the Nubian Bookstore. Go on in, get your free backpack, ladies and gentlemen. And we are up out of here. We will see you guys.